I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Army Corps of Engineers has agreed to restore 24-hour service to the most important locks on the Washita River navigation system after more than 2 years of lobbying from the Washita River Valley Association. Executive Director Bill Hopgood says its industry now has a dependable source of transportation that can lead to a significant economic growth in northeastern and central Louisiana during the next 3 to 5 years. Hopgood says 24-hour service will be restored on the Jonesville and Columbia locks, where more than 90% of commercial navigation takes place by late summer or fall. Governor Bobby Jindal proposes reducing the size of tax credits in cases where a company or individual receives more money from the state than they owe as a way to balance next fiscal year's budget. Jindal says two of his cabinet secretaries are looking at how this could help the state's fiscal situation.
I've asked Secretaries Tim Barfield and Stephen Morey to look at these expenditures so we can achieve additional budget savings and continue to help protect higher education and health care.
The state faces a $1.6 billion shortfall next fiscal year. Jindal's Commissioner of Administration, Christy Nichols, will present a proposed spending plan to lawmakers on February 27th. And despite this huge deficit, Jindal says increasing taxes remain off the table.
We are committed to having a balanced budget that doesn't raise taxes, that helps to invest in higher education and health care.
He says he's committed to protecting higher education and health care from big budget cuts. He says one possible solution is to reduce tax credits in cases where the amount of credit is more than the company or person owes. Planned Parenthood is appealing a state health department rejection of its application seeking to perform abortion services in New Orleans. The organization filed a notice of appeal with the State Division of Administrative Law rather than file a lawsuit challenging the rejection. In a January letter, the Department of Health and Hospital said that Planned Parenthood did not demonstrate the need for another abortion facility in Louisiana as required under regulations enacted in 2012. Abortion rights supporters accused Governor Jindal's administration of using the regulations to limit access to the procedure. Louisiana has 5 abortion clinics. Planned Parenthood's $4 million health center in New Orleans is under construction and expected to open later this year. The longtime voice of the LSU Tigers has announced his retirement. Jeff Palermo has more on Jim Hawthorne stepping away from the mic.
He struck him out, and the Tigers have won the 2009 National Championship.
Thousands of Louisiana residents grew up or spent their adulthood listening to Jim Hawthorne call LSU games. The 71-year-old has decided that following the 2015-16 basketball season, he'll hang up the headphones.
It's been great, and the time has come.
Hawthorne has been calling LSU games for 35 years and was on the mic when LSU football won BCS national titles and their 6th national championships in baseball. Jeff Palermo reporting.
This is KEDM News.